Mitzvah number 31. Mitzvah number 31 is Kiddush Shabbos B'dvarim. Zachor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshah. Mitzvah Kiddush and Shabbos. Why do I take this mitzvah? So Emara we received, I actually just heard Rav Yitzchok told me today that it's a machlokes between Chazal. What Chazal said that we received? Din, Zakhtiri Mamanus, Para Aduma, and Shabbos. And one Maimer Chazal said that we received the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim. So according to the one that says we receive Shabbos, so there's a few, there's obviously many mitzvahs of Shabbos that are counted in the Sefer HaKinah. I want to discuss Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh. Why? Because there's another Gemara that says that within Kiddush and Shabbos, you're also supposed to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. This week is really a big Yetzias Mitzrayim week. Oh, okay. So first I want to discuss what is, so obviously Kiddush is being sanctified in the Sabbath. So what is the mitzvah of Kiddush? What is behind the mitzvah of Kiddush? Why do we need a mitzvah of Kiddush? What is the mitzvah of Kiddush? So the Ralbag, you call it the Shorsh Mitzvah, but here it's a little bit more like I like to see here the Talmud Mitzvah, but yeah, I mean this is, you know, I always like to say the Shorsh Mitzvah, so what's behind this mitzvah? So the Ralbag says that the purpose of Kiddush is Lahavdil ben Shabbos l'shar yamin. That's what he says. And he says Kiddush. What is Kiddush? It comes from the lashon of separating things. So Kiddush is to sanctify something. It really means to separate, to make something different. And that's what Kiddush is. Kiddush is separating the rest of the week from Shabbos. That's number one. The Rambam. The Rambam, however, says that the mitzvah of Shabbos is lahaskir divrei shevach b'Shabbos. The Shabbos. The Rambam says the purpose of Kiddush is to just speak a lot of praise and good things about the Shabbos. That's the Rambam. The third thing, which I've heard this a few times, I think we've even mentioned it. We mentioned it by Kiddush B'choros, by sanctifying the B'chor. It's a minor of Mitzalvichik. He gave it over in Shirim Zecher Avimori. I believe it's found in Ginas Egos from Rav Schechter as well. And he said that even when something is Kaddish Me'elav, Shabbos is known, the chilek between Shabbos and Yom Tov is that Shabbos is Kaddish Me'elav. We don't need Bezdin to be Mekaddish to Shabbos. Every 7 days is Shabbos and that's Kaddish. Masha'inkim by all the Yomim Tovim, it's the Bnei Yisrael that are Mekaddish to Shabbos. This is actually Mevor in the actual Kiddush itself. On Shabbos is Mekaddish to Shabbos, but on Yom Tov say Mekaddish Yisrael. We know by Kiddush HaChodesh, if Bezdin makes a mistake by Kiddush HaChodesh, it doesn't matter. We follow whatever the Bezdin says is the date, that's when the Yom Tovim fall. Shabbos is Kaddish Mimela. But nevertheless, Rav Slavichik says that even though Shabbos is Kaddish Mimela and it's Kaddish on its own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Jewish people themselves to add a layer of sanctity to the Shabbos. And that is what's going on in the mitzvah of Kiddush. Agav, it's also what we mentioned before, just from Chazara, that's also what's going on by the mitzvah of Kiddush Bechorah. That even though the Bechorah is firstborn with Mela's Kaddish, nevertheless, Kiddush Baruch Hu wanted that we should add a special level of Kedusha ourselves. Fine. Now let's get to some of the dinim. What is the mitzvah midoraisa of Kiddush? Meaning, how much of Kiddush do you actually have to say? Or what is part of the mitzvah of Kiddush? So, the most basic one is the Rambam and Rov Rishonim that say that Kiddush B'dvarim is the mitzvah midoraisa of Kiddush. You have to sanctify the Kaddish B'dvarim. Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. The Iker mitzvah midoraisa is to be Mekaddish the Shabbos with your words. You have to talk about the Shabbos and be Mekaddish.
Some people here look at me and I'm like, oh my god, what is he doing?
We'll get to that after. I haven't discussed that yet. But first, we're just talking about what's contained within the mitzvah of Kiddush. So according to the Rambam, it's Kiddush B'dvarim. However, there's a shita of Tosfos and Psachim and Daf Kuvav. And he says the mitzvah say midoraisa of Kiddush is not only just Kiddush B'dvarim, but it's also Kiddush Al Hayayim. Which means they have to make Kiddush while holding a cup of wine. Kiddush, yeah, midoraisa. The mitzvah, I'm talking right now, what's the mitzvah midoraisa? Everyone holds a midoraban, you also have wine.
Also, Shabbos,
Zachreyu, Zachreyu Al Hayayim. It's Russia. And then there's a shita which I didn't even hear about. There's a shita of Rashi and Nazir and Daf Dalit that says not only is there a mitzvah to be mikdash the day of Shabbos al hayayin while we'll give you a cup of wine. But you even have to drink the wine. The drinking of the wine, not only using Kiddush Ahayai, but the drinking of the wine itself is also a mitzvah asay midoraisa. Fine. Within the Chita of the Rambam, there's a couple very famous that I think you guys should know. One of them I think you guys know. One of them I think I might be teaching you something. Let's say you hold that you could be Mekadesh the Shabbos just Midvarim. So there's a very famous Chita of Rabbi Akiva Eger, Noachai and Simon Reish Chai and Aleph. Should never forget this, but it's a very famous Maimer of Rabbi Akiva Eger. And it's also Reish Chai and Aleph, which is the abbreviation for his name. Reish Chai and Aleph, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Reish Chai and Aleph. That says that if you say Shabbos Tava, or we say Good Shabbos, or right, Good Shabbos, you're Yotze Kiddush on a Daraisa level. You say Shabbos Tava, Good Shabbos. Once you say Good Shabbos, you only Yotze Kiddush on a Daraisa. Huh? That's because of Arbus. See, fine. Women are also high midar, I say. Fine. Hold on. So that should be Kiva Eger. You say Shabbos Tava, you're Yotze Midar Isa, the mitzvah of Kiddush. There is a shita that Rav Yitz told me once, and now I just saw it inside the Minchas Asher on the Parsha, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was quoted as saying that if you say Shavua Tov, you're Yotze, even according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Abdallah. This is by saying Shavua Tov. Rav Yitz actually told me this, and he said, "How can I drive in a cab, a Jewish cab driver?" I know he didn't say Abdallah. So how could he be taking me around? He said, "If you say Shavua Tov, he said, if you say Shavua Tov, then you go to me the right side." Fine, but say that's not so much.
This was the Rambam Ramban classic.
So hold on. So the Michal Sasher noted that he doesn't love this din of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that if you say Shavua Tov, that it's Yotze Havdalah, because there's no mention of Shevach, which the Rambam says you need Shevach. You need to say, where's the giving Shevach to Shabbos when you say Shavua Tov? You're not really. Fine, that's that. So just Sikum, the three Shitos, what's the Mitzvah says, Emi the Raisa, according to the Rambam, Kiddush Bidvarim, according to Tosfos and Psachim, Kiddush Al Yayin, and according to Rashi, knows that you have to actually drink the wine. Fine. So now, how about Havdalah? So according to the Rambam, he says that Havdalah is part of the mitzvah of Zohar Seyom HaShabbos Nekacho on a Doraisa level. However, according to the Ramban, Havdalah is merely a din midirabbanon. Fine. Next thing I want to discuss is some of the more intricate details. Let's talk about the Shiurim by Kiddush. So the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, he says that you have to make Kiddush on wine, Midor Rabbanan, at least, according to everybody. Reish Ayin Aleph. So the cup has to hold a Revius of wine. But you have to drink a Melo Lugmug of wine. How much is a Melo Lugmug? A cheekful. Which we'd like to say is half of a Revius. That's the rule. Very famous question that comes up. A lot of people, you see it, especially Eitzel the Hasidim, that they like making Kiddush on whiskey. How can you make Kiddush on whiskey? And a little shot glass doesn't hold the Revius, and you're not drinking a little Lugmug. So what's the shot? How can you do that? So this, you guys should know, because like a lot of people, you see it, like people don't know what they call it. This is like just a big thing to know. It's a little bit of a stretch, but there's a Taz that is really the marker for this. It's a Taz by Hilsa Bracha Achrona. Okay? Talking about bracha achrona. You know that for bracha rishona, even a kol shu, you have to make a bracha. By bracha achrona, you have to have at least a chazayas. So when you're drinking, at least a revius. Fine. The Taz says that, let's say you're drinking yayin strap, you're drinking whiskey. So the regular way to drink whiskey is not to drink a revius of whiskey. To drink even less than a revius of whiskey. So the Taz says, so dafka by whiskey, even if you don't drink a revius, you're still chayav to make a bracha achrona. So people take this Taz and they extend it and they say, okay, not only by bracha achrona, but since by bracha achrona you can make a bracha achrona even if you don't drink a revius, you can even make kiddush on yayin, drop on kiddush on whiskey even when you don't have a revius. So again, a lot of the achronim are not a big fan. The Shabura is not a big fan. The Magen Avraham is not a big fan. They say that this is good. Number one, we might not possibly like the Taz by bracha achrona. And number two, even if we possibly like the Taz by bracha achrona, it's an extension to now say that it's also the din by kiddush. Yeah.
They likely have another coast and they have more whiskey than that. Exactly. So that's another guy.
I believe that Rabbi Riskin, Shlomo Riskin, Mora de Asra de Efrata, It's machzen, first of all, at least I saw it personally, so at least by Kiddush Hayom, which is the first one make of it, he says that you can make Kiddush on, he definitely likes making Kiddush on whiskey. Not only that, he uses a full cup. He takes like a big cup, and he definitely has way more than Rebbeis. I saw it with my own eye. He made a Kiddush on a Rebbeis of like McAllen. Whatever, it's pretty cool. Yeah, expensive stuff.
That's wild.
Fine. Next thing I want to discuss is the famous plastic cups. Chad Pa'ami, disposable cups. So Reb Moshe is known to go very, very against this. He says you can't make Kiddush on a disposable cup. It's not a kli. It's a shever kli. It's a broken kli. However, the Tzitz Eliezer, Reb Elazar Waldenburg, says that argues on Reb Moshe and says that you can indeed make Kiddush on the disposable cup because that's the way it was made and that's the type of kli it is. So yeah, but Machlokas, Reb Moshe says you can't. It's just Eliezer says you can. And then this, so it's like a classic, like Arye Leibowitz type show when he talks about like the not, like the 10-minute non halacha. How about the double cup? So I heard from Rav Razna, he says he has no clue where this came from. Double cup. If you hold like Rav Moshe, you're using two zeros. Zero plus zero equals zero. And if it's the Eliezer, one's enough. Fine. Next thing I want to discuss is the Nusuch of Kiddush. So we know you start off Kiddush by saying Yom HaShishi Vayir Vayivoka. Why do we do that? Why do we start off with Yom HaShishi?
So by Arakum is Kosher. You said the whole passage out loud. No, but out loud.
They say that the Rav used to do that quietly.
The Rav did quietly.
Yeah. So the Chassam Sofer says, why do we start off with Yom HaShishi? Because we want to start off Yom HaShishi Vayir Vayivoka.
Yom
HaShishi. Yom HaShishi. Sorry. Yom HaShishi. Yom HaShishi. He wants to start off Rashi Devos Yud Kei Vav Kei. You want to start off your Kiddush with Chassam Sofer. You want to start off Kiddush with Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShamayim Rashi Devos Yud Kei Vav Kei. Fine. The problem is, how can you say half a pasuk? We learned in Maseches Brachos as well as Megillah, and I believe Tanis as well, that Kol Pasuka Delo Paskei Moshe Ana Lo Paskino. Two words? How can you do that?
No, two words. I'm saying you can't say any two words. If it's two words, you can't say any two words ever.
No, but here you're talking. You're saying two words. Fine. So the Aruch HaShulchan Baruch Hashem is Melamed Chus, and he says that it's permitted to say half a pasuk when you're doing the pasuk derech tefillah. Derech tefillah you're able to do. The truth is, I didn't see this Aruch HaShulchan inside. I have to see it inside. Maybe look it up after. But that's just so that you should know that you could be Melamed Chus. Beseder, you said Rav Sachs said the entire pasuk. Agav, why doesn't everybody say the entire pasuk?
Who says they don't?
They don't. So I heard, I saw, that there's a reason to not see the entire pasuk. Because Chazal Darshan that pasuk, when he says, Vayar Tov Me'od could be a reference to Misa. And you don't want to mention Misa while you're saying Kiddush. So it's not so pasuk that that's the best thing, that Rav Sachs does is the best, because there are reasons that the post can say, I Dafka don't want to say the entire pasuk. Fine. Next thing I want to discuss is something that is a little bit of Lomdus type. The Minchas Chinuch has a kash. He says, let's say, what? I don't remember what else. The Minchas Chinuch has a question. He says, let's say I said Kiddush, but I didn't say Kiddush exactly like the rabbis instituted the Nusach of Kiddush. So, let's say I didn't say it exactly how I was supposed to say it. So the Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not Yotze even the mitzvah midoraisa of Kiddush. Crazy. I don't understand. Midoraisa, you were Yotze. The Rabbanan said you should say this, these, and these words. You didn't say those exact words, but you were still did Kiddush, you were still Makadosh the Yom, you still said that. Today's Shabbos, this is the holy day of Shabbos. So why are you Yotze midoraisa? The Minchas Chinuch is based on, there's a Tosfos in Sukkah and Daf Gimel. There's also Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Brachas. And both of them say that the Rabbanan have the power.
I couldn't.
Two. Where?
Siagda Rice. Like Bishop. They said, don't go to your house.
Where did it say Siagda Rice? Siag. Not the Rice.
Siag, not the Rice.
Anadol Rice.
Siag, Anadol Rice.
Okay, but if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, so there's two opinions. One opinion is, okay, in a Chacham, that Chacham would say, don't do it. Because you could, they could say, Shevi Al Taseh. But let's say you did do it. So the simple understanding is, okay, if you did it, you still get credit for it. But there's another opinion that says that even if you said Kriya Shema after Chatzos, which the Chacham said really you couldn't tell, the Chacham said you shouldn't, because if you start waiting that long, you might forget to say it. So the Chacham said, even if you said it, since the Chacham said you shouldn't, you're not even the kind of mitzvah midoraisa. It's a crazy shita. Truth is, Rav Asher Weiss goes through all the Rishonim. He tries like to re-explain him. Rav Asher Weiss is very, does not seem to be a fan of this Rabbi Yonah, this Tosfos in Sukkah, because he says that it's just like, where do we find that the Chacham have the power? We saw the Chacham to tell you, don't do mitzvah. They say, don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Don't take lulav on Shabbos. They say, shave the altasim. But let's say you did.
Chayim
misa, but maybe you're still making a mitzvah.
Chayim misa. It sounds like you're saying Chayim misa. And you go to the mitzvah.
The Holy Oath? Yes. It would make sense. You went against it with Avraham, but at the end of the day, you were a guy that was a midoraisa.
So I didn't break up.
Fine.
Now we're fine. I'm
That's a whole thing, so you can ask that of them. Well, I think I saw quoted in the name of the Yaivitz. I think that the Yaivitz said on that Gemara Brachos, that he said that in a Hanami, Chachamim had the power to be the guy of somebody, Misa, Bidei Shalai.
So he's the
I don't think anybody says he actually gets Misa legitimate. Fine. Good, that's that. Again, just a very interesting thing to look at. Last thing I wanted to talk about is...
I talked to Jacob.
Last thing, went along already. It's like a Zachor v'Shamor.
You know, like,
women are chayav in kiddush, like men. Midorais. Mishaburus, so really
just
women
night,
could be.
Night or also in the day, women.
No. The day is
Midorais.
Yeah. So really, on a Doraisa level, women can be mostly men in Kiddush. Well, the Mishnah Berurah says they shouldn't because it's like whatever. It's not appropriate.
Is it going to be similar to the Mara by
similar, yes. Fine. And then just to end off, there's a famous Ramban. The Ramban says that not Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Lekacha is not only limited to Kiddush on Shabbos. Throughout the entire week, if you mention Shabbos during the week, it's almost like a kiyum in the mitzvah of Kiddush, in the mitzvah of Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos Lekacha. And that is, I believe, why people are very machmir. If you notice, a lot of people won't say like Saturday night. They only say Motzi Shabbos. Because every time you mention Shabbos during the week, Shir Shal Yom. Hayom Yom Rishon?
Yeah.
Shabbos.
So good.
For those garments, we changed Shir Shal Yom.
I'm like,
yeah. So you say Shabbos and what?
No, you still say Shabbos. You want to show that Shabbos is a sin. Everything else revolves around Shabbos.
And you get like Tzar.
And you get Tzar. It's almost, why? Because there's a mitzvah that rises to say Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos Lekacha. You should remember Shabbos.
Yeah.
The Ramban is almost extending that. And say, okay, not only on Shabbos do you have to mention Shabbos, you should mention Shabbos all throughout the week. And that's the Asher Shabbos special, that throughout the entire week, you always got to have your eye on the prize. A lot of times in life, you're going around, you're doing this, you're doing that, you know. There's different times in life for different types of things. We always have to remember what the focus is supposed to be. It might be that right now I'm in college and I decided to have a big test the next day. At the end of the day, what's the important thing? Hayom Yom Rishon. Today's Sunday. Yeah, I'm going to the football game. I'm running errands, right? But at the end of the day, Hayom Yom Rishon, the Shabbos. At the end of the day, all we're waiting for is Shabbos. All we're waiting for Shabbos. We're waiting for the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. 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 Shabbos.